Okay, it's 5:30. I'm going to call the vacancy committee to order. And the first order of business is to adopt our agenda.
So I'll move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Doesn't sound like it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Okay. Next is approval of the minutes. I gave you all, each of you, a draft of the minutes. Since that time, Ted found one typo, and I found two typos. One was just a misspelling. The other one was I got Leanne's title incorrect, and so I fixed that. Otherwise, I had no changes.
Have a motion to approve the minutes?
We don't. We just have no changes, and then either it's approved as presented or with noted changes. So,
okay.
Ted and I had a very lively discussion about when and where we write out numbers versus printing them. So that was fun.
Yeah.
There were no winners in that discussion. Yeah. So we're clear. Everybody
according
was happy
to the internet,
with it.
It's really what what your preference is. So, any changes, Stacy or Ted?
No.
Okay. So, minutes are approved with the noted changes, which were technical in nature, spelling. Okay. So. Just so the audience knows, some of you were here at our meeting on May 20th. Some of you might have attended previous vacancy committee meetings when we've had to do this before. We decided at the last meeting that at this meeting we would review all applications that were received, determine which of those applications were qualified. We will give everybody who wants to speak the opportunity to do so. We ask that you go to the lectern, the microphone is on, and that you limit your comments to 2 minutes. I have collected so far some speakers, but oftentimes during public comments, you might feel that you've decided that you need to speak. So feel free to go up to either Brittany or Shelley here. There are timekeepers, and I will just call people to the microphone in the order that they were received. And then we do have a time clock there to time you. Then everyone can see what that is. After public comments, then we will consider finalists. We will also review our agenda for Thursday night and then make any announcements or attend to any other business. So the vacancy committee is pursuant to the Code of Iowa. It's 69A.14, I believe. If anyone likes to read the code, you might have insomnia. It's a good cure for that. We did opt for appointment. What is never taken away from the citizens is the ability to petition for a special election. Just because the committee did not opt for a special election does not mean the citizens cannot make that determination. So that's a real quick and dirty overview of the appointment process. Anything to add?
No.
I would like to just, make short remarks is that regardless of the outcome of this process, Story County is really fortunate to have 7 individuals dedicated to public service to come forward and apply for this difficult job. It might make our job a little more difficult, but it's really gratifying to live in a community where we have so many people willing to step up and do this. So I thank all the applicants and your many supporters, and it's been really nice getting to know all of you a little bit better while reading your application. So thank you very much.
I would agree.
Okay.
Do you want us all to?
No, you don't have to. I'm just.
The one thing I would add is we didn't make the application process easy. I know that with 12 questions, with a letter of recommendation, with some of the requirements, that it was not easy. And I'm happy that everybody who did step up took their time and did a great job filling out those applications, providing insightful answers to the questions. And like Lucy said, we're pretty blessed here in Story County to have people willing to step up, and not just people, great people willing to step up. So,
mm-hmm. And I appreciate the time to do this in a public setting, treating everyone fairly and equally important. And also thank Lucy and Ted, because this does take time, a lot of time that we had to build into our regular scheduled day and weekend. So I just want to thank them for their extra time.
Oh, Becca, yes, yes. And I would like to thank my staff. I have, they're working here tonight. And so thank you, Shelley, Brittany, and Chris, for your willingness to work tonight and on Thursday night.
Okay.
So we received by the deadline on June 5th at 5 p.m. 7 applications. So I would turn to the committee and ask if you had any issue with any of those applications, or if you found them all complete.
Every application turned into the office had all of our requirements met. Mm-hmm. There was no additional applications that I had to send back and ask for more information. Everybody brought them in complete in their initial submission. We got a couple of additional inquiries about the opening, but they did not include any submissions that were incomplete. So all seven candidates provided the full amount of information that we asked for, and all of them did so prior to the deadline.
Okay. So then all seven, we all agreed that our seven applications are complete. And just so the public knows who those are, this is in alphabetical order. Latifa Faisal, Lisa Haddins, John Klein, Lynn Lathrop, Josh Opperman, Scott Shaben, and Patrick Sheets. Okay? All right. With that, we can begin public comments. Again, you are limited to 2 minutes, which we will be timing you, and I will call you to speak in the order that I received these slips. First person we have is John Monroe from Nevada Township.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Next, we have Lisa Haddins from Ames.
I am no more cold, so thank you.
I heard her coughing earlier, though.
Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Next, we have Josh Opperman from Ames.
Experience really helped me in leading the county. I've made decisions very, very throughout my campaign. And I think I have met probably everyone. But I know most people here pretty well. And I've seen most of them in the past couple of days. So thank you very much for the consideration.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay, would anyone else like to speak? So you could fill out a card. Anybody? Sorry, I forgot you, Connie. I flipped you right over. Yes, Constance Torsdahl from Ames.
How could you forget about me?
I get ahead of myself. Would anybody else like to speak? While we wait, we did get some written comments, so I just was going to go through these. And I think all three of us received the same ones, but if I'm missing anybody, let me know. So Laura Melton from Nevada sent an email in favor of Josh Opperman. These are in no particular order, just when I kicked them out from my printer. Margaret Torrey from Ames also submitted an email in favor of Josh Opperman. Let's see. John Monroe, you spoke, so I'm not going to reiterate. Wendy Schneider from Nevada Township submitted an email in favor of Josh Opperman. Lindsay Neff from Cambridge submitted an email in support of Josh Opperman. Brett Barker, mayor of Nevada, he just submitted comments, which the main thrust is it is important to have a voice on the board of supervisors that represents the smaller communities in Story County. He was sorry he couldn't join us tonight. And then Megan Johnson, she did not give her town such a name. I could not narrow it down. She says she's a Story County resident, but she also wrote in support of Josh Opperman. So did anybody else receive any written comments?
I had.
Okay.
I do not have a name on that or an address on that one, but Rachel Goodridge sent me an email on behalf of Josh Opperman from Ames.
Okay.
And Ashton Ayers from Ames sent me an email on behalf of Josh Opperman and I believe that is it.
Okay. Would anyone else like to make a public comment? Because once I close public comment is over. So I want to be sure. Anyone? Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and close the public comments, and we will move on to consideration of finalists for Thursday, June 13th, 2019, 5:30 in this same room. Take it away, committee members.
I would say that choosing finalists is going to be a difficult task. I think we've got a great slate of applicants. Mm-hmm. All of them have done various public service in their background. They've all got great experiences that would make for a good supervisor, in my opinion, and to work with. I don't know what kind of format we wanted to follow, if we just let a bring up a candidate and discuss, or are we going to make a motion for discuss candidates and then at the end make a motion as a slate, or do we intend to make a motion on each candidate after discussion? Do we have any?
I was anticipating just this is my preferred slate.
Oh, okay.
Let's make a motion, but we don't do this on a regular basis. So,
I just want to let everybody know that I do not envy the Board of Supervisors. Normally, as the county treasurer, the public meetings rules and laws are not as applicable to me. So, in the last few months, I've had lots of conversations with Stacy and Lucy, and it is a difficult task to avoid important things like this. So I want to apologize right now if this doesn't go as smoothly as possible for my end, because this is my first appointment process. And the three of us, while we can discuss ministerial things like an agenda, cannot really discuss how we want to do things like this with a group of seven. We haven't discussed numbers, whether seven goes to three, whether seven goes to five, whether seven goes to seven on Thursday. So I will apologize right now if this next portion is awkward.
Yeah.
Because it has been an awkward couple weeks with the three of us. While we don't meet on a regular basis, we do work together and we talk quite frequently. It's difficult when we cannot talk about such a subject matter in order to be in compliance with that open records and open meetings laws. So
So I agree. We got seven good applications. The reason why Stacy and I, when we talked at our last meeting in May, or our first meeting, we wanted a little bit different from the last time the vacancy committee had to convene, which she and I were both on, is that we had a really large pool that time, and we heard, I felt that a smaller pool, and I think you both agreed with me, mm-hmm. allows us more time to ask additional questions of applicants, hear more from them, just give more space to make an informed decision. So, yes, I mean, okay. I'm open to all, whatever process works for us tonight, frankly.
Okay.
I do think the smaller the pool, the more we get to interact with the finalists. Mm-hmm. However, if we don't want to make it a smaller pool, we don't have to.
Okay.
I do think there are some issues with advancing the full slate in that my understanding is the applicant Klein cannot be here on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So in terms of just what people are capable of presenting is an issue. So,
do you want to get the show on the road, Stacey?
Yeah, well, just as a general overview, and I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget anything. So when I reviewed all the applications, each one, I looked for the current and their previous practical experience, the knowledge of the Board of Supervisor role and how it interacts with the other department heads and elected officials, and their involvement in their community and their public service. So I thought that was really important. And all of us want what's best for Story County. So that's, you take a look back and you pretty much have to just absorb each application at face value. And I think, you know, each one of us probably have an idea of three or four out of the seven. If one of you want to start, that's fine. But I just wanted to, that's what I looked at when I was going through the application. So that's, I didn't know if that was my criteria, and I don't know if you want to share yours or.
Well, go ahead, Liz.
Oh, I was just going to say we are in a particular place and time. And I think we all agree that we want to do what's best for Story County on June 10th, 2019.
Right.
So, which is not a reflection so much of the pool of applicants, but what we need today and for the next 18 months
right.
in Story County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to reiterate that with all of the applicants, there are ramifications going forward, how they fit in, how they work. Those in the know that we have, you know, we're losing a great employee from our Board of Supervisors office in the next few weeks. It is an interesting situation, an interesting time. We are focused, at least I agree with you, Stacey. When I looked at these, I was focused on who could immediately help our county right now. The voters will get a chance, whether that's in 14 days after we appoint or whether that's in about 18 months, to let us know if they want to go a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at these with the primary goal of finding the best fit for what our Board of Supervisors needs right now to keep the county running smoothly, to keep us going. I think everybody in the room would agree that Story County is going in a great direction right now, and we want to do as much as we can to keep it going in that direction. So I guess when I looked at them, a few stuck out. I don't know if we want to go one at a time or if you want a list. I was, looking at
a motion and we can,
well,
yeah, that's fine too.
I was looking at it's alphabetical here. I thought Latifa Faisal, I was very happy that a county employee stepped up and mm-hmm. was excited to move into that role. I think that means that somebody at the county sees the good things the county is doing. And her experience in the attorney's office, I thought, was very good to make the move maybe into the Board of Supervisors office. I liked her background, and she gave great responses to the questions. I don't know. Want me to keep going through?
Sure, go on through.
I think Lisa Heddens was a great candidate. I think her experience, obviously she's been a House member for 17 years, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
17 years. While that's very important, I actually thought that her experience as the director of a nonprofit was just as important, because the Board of Supervisors role does require a lot of administration.
Mm-hmm.
To jump down, I think Josh Opperman in the last election had a lot of support. I think that he has showed that exactly where he stands on the issues in the multiple forums that he attended last year. So I think he's well known to the voters. I think Lynn Lathrop has a lot of experience, both in the community and with the county. feel like I should just say nice things about all of them because they are great. John Klein, I'm disappointed. I understand why he couldn't make it. I think he would be a great candidate, and those who want representation from other areas of the county. His Maxwell background is great. The one thing I will remind folks, if you look up at this table right here, two of the three are not from Ames. So I want to remind everybody that we have a lot of elected officials from outside the Ames area. I know we've got a lot of applicants from Ames, but it's a reality of the situation is Ames is a large population center in our county. So just naturally, it's going to be more applicants. But
67% of the population.
67% of the population from Ames. So I don't know. I mean, I would be happy to discuss John, Scott, and Patrick as well. But the four I mentioned were probably my four that stood out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to make that a motion or?
No, I didn't want to move before we discussed more.
Stacy, no. I'm the chair. I get to look at you.
I would agree. So I had four on my list. Lisa Heddens, Latifah, Patrick, and Lynn Lathrop. Those are my four on my list. Obviously, I am from Eastern Story County, so I gravitated a little more towards those applicants that had some experience over in this side of the county. And also with Patrick Sheets, his rural background, and he was a small business owner for 15 years. So I echo what you had to say, but I also added had Patrick Sheets on my four.
I would say between the two of you, I have enough overlap that I would be pleased with either slate proposed. So we just, but
yeah, I'm. I guess before, I know we've got it on the agenda to go. Kind of additional action.
Mm-hmm.
For Thursday, what were we considering? Is it okay to discuss that now as to whether, you know, what kind of number fits right, what kind of presentation we were hoping for, a public presentation with follow-up questions?
Yes.
So...
Last time, I think we limited presentations to 7 minutes, mm-hmm. but we also had 13 people, so we could. That's something we need to discuss tonight: is the length that we will allow, and then the number of questions. We talked about this on May 20th that we're not limiting ourselves, but we would like to. You know, I have a list of questions in mind, but if they or too similar to what you're asking or what Stacy's asking, then I will, you know, cross that off as answered. I don't want to ask, you know, essentially the same question three times to all people. Or if I get the same feedback that I'm looking for, I would probably, you know, so. And then we need to also talk about just the process for that. Once we have a list of finalists, which we can do. I know it's hard, but somebody can make a motion, right? This is why I'm like, it's hard to be on the Board of Supervisors because you have to make decisions and sit up here it's not a fun job as far as I can tell, just from my brief stint on the vacancy committees.
Well, I guess with the group of applicants, we read off a lot of support for Josh Opperman. We did hear from the public that there were concerns with Josh as a candidate as well. I feel like involvement in that last election and the amount of votes is an important consideration. I do understand that we need to get to a realistic number for Thursday. And
And what a realistic number is whatever we decide is realistic. So.
And I respect what Stacey said about Patrick Sheets. I think he's also got some good qualifications. So it is a are we motioning one at a time or a slate?
I would prefer a slate. So it sounds like you're talking about a slate of five, from what I can tell.
What are your comment is that you overlap well with both, so you.
Well, I mean,
you can.
We can talk about this all night, but
yeah, I agree. I guess I'll throw it out there. I would make a motion to move ahead with five: Latifa Faisal, Lisa Heddens, Lynn Lathrop, Josh Opperman, and Patrick Sheets.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
I think we've discussed it
considerably
up to this point.
So just to reiterate.
I guess the one thing I would like to say for the record.
Sure.
I think John Klein was an absolute excellent candidate. I think that the others may have just a little bit more involvement in the community that set them just a little bit above him. I would have loved for him to be here to give us a public comment, but hopefully we'll hear more from him in the future.
I would agree with that I really liked the answers that he had to the questions. I also think it's somewhat hilarious from a political standpoint that he's hiking the Appalachian Trail. Actually, that's not a that's not a euphemism for something else. So.
He did have a post on Facebook earlier wearing his raincoat. Apparently, it's raining on the Appalachian Trail. So.
Well, that's too bad. Okay, so to reiterate, we have a motion and a second to advance Faisal, Heddens, Lathrop, Opperman, and Sheets to Thursday evening. Agreed? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's do a roll call vote for this one. Herridge?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Martin? Aye. Okay, there we go. We are just whipping through this. Okay, now, consideration of any additional action, which is necessary. So I gave each of you a draft agenda for Thursday evening, which I will read aloud now, and we can talk about. So, call to order, adoption of agenda, approval of minutes, draw lots to determine order of presentation of finalists. And this, we just put everybody's name in. It'll probably be Easter eggs, and we have a little spinner thing, and then we'll draw them out. And then presentation by finalists. We do need to talk about what time frame we're going to give each finalist. And then following each presentation, we will question each finalist. This I thought worked well the last time, where we sequestered those people not presenting in our conference room. And then we brought everybody back in for the appointment process. And I would only add to that I would like to ask all finalists that are being sequestered to surrender smartphones, Fitbits, Apple Watches, Google Glass. Is that even a thing anymore? While they are in the room. And
we can provide them some playing cards and a cribbage board.
Twister,
Twister.
Rubik's cubes.
Okay.
I know the treasurer's office has all kinds of things to entertain small children.
We've got lots of coloring books and crayons.
Yeah. So.
So one.
And then we would have public comments, which I think 2 minutes for those. But what are your thoughts on? And we didn't ask last time for a specific. We just said we want you to give a presentation, and people, you know, just spoke. I think one person actually did do a PowerPoint presentation, but that's certainly not.
Do we want to limit the presentation time so that allows for question time?
Right. So I think last time we said 7 minutes.
I think ideally, well, you think about 5 applicants, and if you spend 15 minutes with each one total, so up to seven minutes to present, and then we ask follow-up questions. I'm just trying to think of, you know, how long of a process, and we don't want to be here till 10:30 at night. So if...
I mean, 7 minutes seemed to work well last time.
And then you don't have to take all the 7 minutes, but you have up to 7 minutes to present to us. And then we have follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm not limiting myself to 8 minutes on that if it runs long, but...
Right.
The clock doesn't apply to me.
No, but yeah. We have an idea as far as how to structure this, so we, you know, so what the applicants, you know, we can appreciate their time is valuable too. So
we had mentioned in the previous meeting background checks on the candidates.
Yes.
Was that something that we wanted to do between this meeting and the finalist presentations, or was that
subject to? Yes, that's something that's additional action. So. I have at the front there, it is a one sheet of paper, double-sided, that we will ask all the finalists selected to fill out, and then we are working with our human resources department. They will run those. It's actually run by a third party, HR OneSource, and they take about 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
So I think Alyssa is here tonight, and... There she is. So if finalists are here tonight, we would ask you to fill that out before you leave, and then we will contact those that are not here. Okay, so...
So the presentations were just open-ended, wow us.
Up to 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
First, okay.
We ask that it's relevant to the position of supervisor, not a 7 minutes of how to fold a fitted sheet, which I would really love to see, actually, but...
Okay,
so I have just added to that draft agenda, which will get posted, that presentation by finalists is up to 7 minutes. Questions from the committee to each finalist following presentation. After all the presentations are finished, we will bring everybody back to this room. There will be public comments limited to 2 minutes per speaker. Then we will consider appointment and then any announcements we might have at that point. So for the finalists to understand, once you're appointed, that's actually like starts the clock on you getting paid by Story County. The actual new supervisor will be sworn in on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. That's the 18th in this room. And then 10 o'clock would be the first board meeting. I'm still trying to track down a judge that isn't in court that day. But worst case scenario, I get to swear you in, or Ted or Stacy. Or any we all have limited ability to do that, to administer the oath. So hopefully it'll be a nice photo op with somebody in a black robe, but it might just be me. So,
Lucy, as chair, will you reach out to those that aren't here to make sure that the HR OneSource form is filled out and
yes.
also that they know of the requirements?
Yeah, if I could just ask Alyssa, could that be submitted electronically, electronic signature, if somebody's out of town or?
They can fax it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else we need to decide?
No.
I don't think so. 5:30. We've already got that posted. We will post the agenda on Wednesday, 24 hours ahead of.
I'll probably put it up tomorrow. I just wanted to make
sure.
And
all information will be available on our website, Story County website.
Yes. And all applications are public record. I don't know if we've had any requests for that or not.
We've not had any requests.
Okay.
Questions?
Any? Are we clear on what we're doing on Thursday?
I believe so.
Stacey? Mm-hmm. Okay. The hard thing will be for me to turn minutes around in just a couple of days. Just ask Shelley that question. Okay. Announcements from the committee members. Stacey.
Pass.
Ted.
Thanks, everyone, for coming. Thank you, everybody, for submitting. It's a great time to be in Story County, and I'm happy that we have a lot of people that care so much about the county.
I would agree with that. Thank you. So do I get a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Everyone who wants to adjourn, say aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you.